Do you know what's wrong in our churches today? Somehow or other, we have got the notion that all it takes to be a preacher is to have an education, to be able to read a wee bit of Hebrew and a wee bit of Greek and a wee bit of theology and a wee bit of church history, and to, if you have the gift of the gab to go along with it, if you're able to use the English language fairly well, then that's all it takes to be a preacher. It may be a little better if you're a good PR man, if you know how to stroke people the proper way, that'll make you a preacher. And that's why our churches have become businesses, and very poorly run ones at that. There was a time when to stand behind the sacred desk placed upon a man a burden intolerable to the flesh. When he says, necessity is laid upon me, I'm doing this because under God I cannot do anything else but this. There is this divine woe. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. I know of preachers who could say they were called of God to preach, but they suddenly turned to be businessmen of this kind and that kind and the other kind, because it was easier to make money doing that than it was in the pulpit. Where have we got to in the Christian ministry when we have lost the woe that compels the preacher to be faithful to Jesus Christ? Woe is unto me.